To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. The City Council in Colorado Springs held a work session yesterday to talk about a proposed police advisory committee in the wake of protests against racism and police violence. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The council moved up the work session from a meeting that was scheduled later this month as a result of the daily protests in Colorado Springs and across the state and the U.S. over racism and police brutality. The killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May sparked the protests. The city has been exploring the idea of a police advisory committee and earlier this year sent representatives to a conference on police accountability and transparency. But for Reverend Promise Lee, who has been involved in the process, it's simply not moving fast enough.
The energy has not only been expended in the meetings and the strategies, but there's been energy expended in being followed, being over-policed, being threatened, having different other things take place to cause people to shrink back. But I want you to know that people haven't shrunk back. This movement has increased and it will continue to increase.
At the end of the meeting, Council President Richard Scorman suggested looking at proposals as early as next week.
Let's see what we can do to get something going soon. Community is demanding it. We want it. Everybody wants it. And so let's see what we can do to make this work.
During the meeting, protesters were active and were specifically referencing incidents that have happened in Colorado Springs. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
And it's currently 61 degrees in Colorado Springs, 62 in Denver, all across the state. The weather is getting warmer for today and the weekend. A lot of sunshine, those temperatures rising day by day, and the chance for afternoon thunderstorms along the Front Range and in Colorado's central mountains. Around Denver, it's highs right around 90 this afternoon, then into the 90s over the next few days, and even warmer early next week. 89 in Colorado Springs this afternoon, 93 in Pueblo. Grand Junction, you'll see some clouds moving in through the day with highs in the 90s today and on Saturday. And in the mountains, a mostly sunny weekend, highs in the 70s around Vail, near 80 today in Aspen. This is CPR News.